the Jotnar. Although they might more commonly be known as giants, and generally portrayed in popular culture as hulking creatures that are the enemies of the gods, the Jotnar's actual role in Norse mythology is slightly more nuanced than that. While it is true that most of the Jotnar were opposed to the Æsir gods living in Asgard, and will ultimately battle them in a great war at Ragnarok, pop culture has taken extensive liberties with the residents of Jotunheim. This video will cover what exactly the Jotnar are, as well as certain individual Jotnar within Norse mythology. First, to clear up a misunderstanding involving the term giant. The Old Norse word, Jotun, used to describe the inhabitants of Jotunheim, derives from an older Germanic word meaning consumer or devourer. As languages developed over the years, and English began borrowing words from other languages, the term giant became the dominant word for describing the enemies of the gods in various mythologies, including Greek mythology. While you might often hear the Jotnar referred to as giants or frost giants, this is hardly an accurate description. So what exactly are the Jotnar? In many ways, rather than being a different type of entity than the gods of Asgard, they can be seen as a different family of the same species. Jotnar can vary in their descriptions quite a bit, as some are known for their great strength, while others, such as Loki, are more known for their intellect. Some did closer resemble what we imagine giants to look like, while others were known for their incredible beauty. Many of the Jotnar are capable shapeshifters, with Loki being renowned for his skill, and are also capable of casting illusions and other tricks, such as the Jotun Utgard Loki. As you can see, there's no clear, easy definition for the Jotnar, and their appearance and role in a story can vary wildly. The Jotnar are often regarded as the enemies of the Æsir gods, continually making efforts to invade Asgard, kill the gods, or take the goddesses as their wives. Thor, god of thunder and son of Odin, is usually the principal defender of Asgard, and often goes on trips to hunt Jotnar. Many of the Jotnar fear Thor and his mighty hammer, and believe there is little they can do to stop him. They are seemingly capable of stealth or other tactics, as they managed to steal Thor's hammer while he was sleeping in Asgard. Only one Jotun ever challenged Thor to a duel, and he was easily dispatched. There are many examples, however, of the Æsir gods and the Jotnar coexisting in some fashion. Both the Æsir and the Jotnar come from the same place, the mixture of ice and fire in the great void at the beginning of time. Ymir, the first giant, created the Jotnar, and the great Kao brought about the first Æsir god. Odin was born from the relations of a god and a Jotun, and many of the Æsir throughout Norse mythology would end up marrying and having children with Jotnar, including Thor himself. Loki is a Jotun that formed a blood bond with Odin, allowing him to walk among the Æsir in Asgard, and often appear in tales with Thor and others. Ægir and his wife, Roan, are two Jotnar that live in a majestic hall underneath the ocean, and often host great feasts for the gods. On one occasion, Thor spent the night at the home of a Jotun and went fishing with him the next day, although he did end up slaughtering him along with many other Jotnar. Mimir is another of the more notable Jotnar, if he is actually meant to be a Jotun. Practically no existing sources explain what Mimir is, but as he apparently dwells in Jotunheim, some believe him to be an exceptionally wise Jotun. Mimir is the master of a well located in Jotunheim, underneath one of the roots of the world tree, Yggdrasil. This well contains wisdom and intelligence, and bestows these qualities upon those who would drink its waters. This is the source of Mimir's wisdom, and Odin sought to drink from this well himself. Asking Mimir for a single drink from the well, Mimir agreed, but required one of the all-seeing eyes of Odin as a pledge first. Odin plucked one of his eyes from his head, placed it in the well, and then drank deeply, becoming even wiser. Later, after the war between the Aesir gods and the Vanir gods, the two sides traded hostages to live among the other tribe, as was the custom. The Aesir sent Hainir to Vanaheim, as the Vanir gods believed him worthy to be a chieftain, along with Mimir. They immediately made Hainir a chieftain, and found that he provided incredibly wise advice for any issue presented to him, but failed to notice that it was actually Mimir counseling him. When Mimir wasn't with him, and they asked Hainir a question, he could only respond with, "Let others decide." After enough occasions of Hainir only responding with that unhelpful advice, the Vanir believed that they had been cheated in the treaty, and so they went to Mimir, beheaded him, and sent the head back to Asgard. Odin took the head of Mimir, embalmed it with herbs, and chanted magical phrases over it. This gave Mimir's head the power to speak, and Odin would often bring it to his ear for counsel. At the time of Ragnarok, the Jotnar will launch their great attack against Asgard, led by Loki at the helm of the Ship of the Dead. With the assistance of the fire god Surt and the Jotnar of Muspelheim, they will ravage Asgard and lead to the destruction of the cosmos. While it may seem that with the events of Ragnarok and their frequent opposition to the Aesir, that the Norse peoples viewed the Jotnar as evil entities, but that isn't exactly the case. Although the Jotnar were certainly feared and often presented in a negative light, they were a vital part of the mythology to keep the cosmos in balance. More importantly, the cycle of Ragnarok and the role the Jotnar play in it is essential for existence to continue, as the doom of the gods and the realms inevitably leads to rebirth. Even though the Jotnar have generally been portrayed in negative ways, especially in modern culture, it's important to remember that every act of creation is first an act of destruction.